You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
3 p.m. Saturday, the 23rd of April, the entire United Kingdom is sent a text alert, a warning alarm that Spurs are being battered at Newcastle. Of course, I'm joking. It was a test by the government. But sure, they were 5-0 down at the time at St. James's Park. How did it feel, Dan? Did the alarm add to your misery and sense of foreboding?
How did it feel when Liverpool beat Forest 3-2 and you were plunged into Leicester win?
We left that with our heads held fairly high for us, to be honest. It felt all right. I was expecting to lose. I wasn't expecting to score two goals at Anfield. Yes, it was okay.
But the relegation looming.
That 20 minutes. I mean, I just rewound it because I came in about 30 minutes in, just rewound it and watched the whole thing. It was such a weird game, wasn't it? So, like, the Newcastle players couldn't believe it. It was the look on that Murphy's face, wasn't it, when he scored the second one. I mean, did you carry on watching or what? What did you do in that situation?
I mean, look, you're 3 points from bottom and you've got the worst goal difference in the league now.
Keep coming back at me with Forest stuff, mate. No, and you tipped Isak to score as well, which was, I was pleased with. Just finally he's come good for me. Isak with his brace. It was a mad game, wasn't it? Don't you think, like, when Harry Kane scored that goal all on his own, he was basically saying, I'm done with this lot. I'm going on to bigger, better things. Do you think? That's what the reading I took from it.
I mean, 6 wins all season, so yeah, and you need another, 10-plus points with 6 to go?
I don't know if it's possible running. It's hard running as well, mate. Look, I love it. You just ignore me and keep coming back with Forest facts. It's a good tactic. I like it. Okay, so we're going to get nothing out of you on the Spurs front.
I think they'll potentially keep Kane and let him go on a free. Just keep him as long as they can. Just squeeze him like someone's got a puppy and they've squeezed it too hard and its eyes have popped out. They're just like, I'm not going to let you go. And we've already got Poch doing this Chelsea thing now. So, I mean, how much suffering can you have in one?
That's obviously the worst case scenario, isn't it? You've got no manager. You've sacked your interim manager now. And Pochettino, you're... The man all Spurs fans love is going to Chelsea. I mean, I don't know where you go from here.
Well, I mean, nowhere really. And we've got our assistant manager to manage us next. But it's been a tough week. But I've seen a lot of people say the same thing, really, Spurs fans, which is that it's become a sort of... The annoyance was like when we lost to Sheffield United in the FA Cup. Putting a very drab, limp second-half display against the AC Milan. When it was this sort of period now, we've already had too many things. It's kind of... You're kind of over it now. I sort of... was almost amused by it myself to some degree. It was more of a
really,
in just FPL terms. I knew when I was watching it, I was going, this is going to be a disaster on FPL, though.
You still did all right, didn't you? You did okay. Top of a lot of your groups, aren't you?
Second week in a row where everything was going quite swimmingly, and then the final match put it all into disarray.
See what you got? 48 points. 48.
What? No, get out. I've got 58 points.
Sorry. No, look, the average is 42. You spent two, though. You spent 4 points, so you got, what, 54?
Yeah.
Yeah, 54. Okay, yeah, it's all right. I mean, it's all right. There's still no chance of me catching you. Yeah, Saka came good very late on, didn't he? Because, I mean, that was the other weird game from the weekend's events on that Friday night. What a bizarre start to a game that was. I mean,
well,
unbelievable.
I was furious because they'd said Zinchenko was out. You know, he wasn't even a yellow, yes. An orange. And then I spent that minus four because I had to get in a defender as well as a goalkeeper.
So who did you bring in? Tyreek Mitchell.
I brought in Mitchell from Palace, which was a slightly unusual one, and Iverson from Leicester. More fundraisers. Yes. I don't see Iverson coming in the rest of the season.
No.
Mitchell probably won't either. It's just I've got $2 million in the bank now, and I need the money to make future moves after the free hit week.
You got to make moves.
It was a mad game, mad game.
Yeah, it was weird. And I just bought in Ramsdale as well, which is, I thought I needed to make a change in defense in goalkeeper department. So that didn't go very well straight away. Absolutely nothing. Wait a minute, do you hear my son screaming?
Yeah. Well, he heard your Ramsdale pick and thought, hang on, he's not got a double come up or anything. What are you doing?
He's in the worst form of his season now because I'm about to play my wild card, aren't I, Dan? I feel like my chip policy has really worked out for me now. This I quite like playing the wild card here that I've still got.
Yeah, it's good to give me a 200-point head start and then
that really works out. That didn't work out well. But with this new game, doubling 37, and basically it's all Man City, Brighton, Man United, little double for Newcastle in the middle. So it's just filling your squad with all those, isn't it, really?
But everyone will already have them.
Yes, a lot of people do already have them, yeah. But, I mean, I would have got rid of Man City. I got rid of some Man City players for the blanks. Same with Man United. So I had to mix it up for the blanks without spending too much points-wise. So, yeah, I'm feeling quite confident going into the doubles at the end.
Looking
quite good.
Okay.
With my wild card. And you're going to play your free hit.
That's 34, double. Not this week. Yeah, 34.
No, for the 34. So double. For the other doubles, you're just going to already have those players, presumably.
Everyone will. Who hasn't got three Brighton players? Everyone's going to have Haaland and Grealish. A lot of these will already be happening. The big news, really, was the...
Tell me the big news, Dan.
Is what you did. You Judas... I mean, you opened with the Newcastle news. Like, that was the big news. The biggest news, the biggest shocker of the whole podcast in history, seven seasons of this nonsense. But one thing that you steadfastly stuck to, and this week you've gone back on it, and it's outrageous.
A Salah dodger, yes. A Salah dodger in the times when he was the obvious pick. When he was captain obvious, he's not captain obvious anymore. There's enough water under the bridge since then, Dan. I feel this is like putting that to bed. I can move on with it now. Captain obvious no more, yeah.
Who's your captain?
Well, I obviously captain Haaland now. He's the new captain.
Who did you captain...
I captained Mo Salah, obviously. That's what I captained, yeah. And he got 14 points for me. It works out quite well. And now I start to see the appeal of captaining in Mo Salah every week. I can see why people do it. But yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good week, really, all in all for me. Mo coming in, Martinelli getting a 9 because he scores every game, no matter how Arsenal do. Pereira, who's been an ever-present in my... I think he's the only person I've had in my squad all season, to be honest. Such an absolute bargain. It'd be a shame when the season's over and his price goes through the roof. Pereira of Fulham. Isak getting a couple for me. My one big problem is having Darwin. I'm lumbered with Darwin Nunes, and I really need to get rid of him. So, I mean, it's just, what do I do? For this one before the double. Yeah, Gakpo's looking quite good as a cheap option.
Jota.
Yes, well, Jota is back in form massively, isn't he? So what I'm going to do, because I've got one transfer to make before I play my wild card for the double. So I'm either going Jota, West Ham away. Watkins at home to Fulham seems to be the most in form of the bunch. Or Ivan Toney at Chelsea because Chelsea is still rubbish, aren't they?
I think Tyrone's got rid of that yellow card thing as well. He's had a yellow card over him for about 6 games.
Oh, is that off his back now, is it? Yeah, is that off his back?
Yeah, it's changed so that I can't remember what it is now, but he's got like another 10 games or he has to get 15 yellows to get suspended, something like that.
But then, of course, he's still got the ban for betting hanging over his head. That seems to have gone quiet. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going on until the end of the season at this rate, isn't it?
Yeah. I know. I really regret ever getting rid of him because of the fears about the yellow card.
That was a hot tip to get rid of him. I saw a lot of that on the socials.
It's really annoying. It really backfired, to be honest, because he was amongst the goals yet again in the past game week, as he always is. I got 61 though, Dan, which is not bad for the average of 42. I was quite pleased with that. Isak coming through. Jota got 13 points as well. He obviously wasn't in my... I couldn't believe Gibbs White getting 12. Unbelievable. I mean, he's finally come good. I think you find I've been tipping him since the summer.
What about your other tips?
He's finally come good.
How did John Joe Shelby get on this week?
Oh, my Lord. He's been banished from the club.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, he's been a bit of a defensive liability. You know, I think there's at least two crucial goals that are down to him. Giving away a penalty, passing it around in the box. I'm really glad that he's not going to play again this season because he's just too much. He's more trouble than he's worth. Really is. I'm a bit annoyed I didn't have Castagna.
He was one that I nearly got. Yeah.
I don't know how.
It was a big thing. I'll get the Palace keeper Johnston because he's the one who's most likely to get bonus. I don't know what's going on that seems to be a thing everyone can predict. But and then lo and behold, he did get a clean sheet and the full bonus. And,
did he?
Castagna would have been the one.
So the Palace goalkeeper. So what? Gatorade? What's his name? Has gone? Has he? Is he out of?
Well, this is it. Apparently, Gator's back now. But so now that's why I didn't get Johnston because I thought, well, Gator could come back conceivably. You know, like. He only takes an error from Johnston and they switch him back around.
Weird. But yeah, he's got 19 points in his past two.
Yeah, he's been
23 in his past three. That's impressive.
Yeah. He seems to be a bonus point pick, but...
Weird, isn't it?
Castagna would have been the defender I got because I was always going to get a Leicester and Palace, so it would have been Castagna. So that was kind of annoyed. That was one of my almost...
I almost signed him a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't feel Leicester were going to do that well in the run-in, but I mean, it's still not clear how they're going to do on the run-in, but this Leeds-Leicester game tonight is a big one. It will help us decide how things are going to pan out, I suppose.
I'm thinking I'm just going to leave things this week for this game week and bank the free transfer. So when I come off the back of that, because with the free hit, you know, you never know when you come off the back of it if there's going to be changes needed for injuries.
So. I think your free hit gets rid of your save transfers, doesn't it? I think you go back to zero. You're not going to have two. That's why I'm just using mine ahead of my wild card because I think I might as well. I'm fairly certain from playing free hits in the past, you always think, oh, I've got a transfer bank.
You don't get one for the week that you miss, but I think
If you've got two and you play, if you've got two free transfers and you play your wild card, I'm fairly certain people will know the answer to this. So check the rules. But I'm fairly certain we've been over this before, and I'm fairly certain it wipes out your free transfers.
Well, it shouldn't. That's ridiculous.
I know it shouldn't. I know we've had this conversation probably about 3 or 4 years ago, but it's annoying. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of it, but that seems to be the way it works.
Anything got your eye on? Are you captaining Haaland? I suppose that's the big question.
Well, it's the big Arsenal Man City game, isn't it? So yeah, it's going to be a huge one, decisive in who's going to win the title. But I don't know, if I might just captain Isak away at Everton, to be quite honest. Stay away from that game.
Yeah, my thing is that I think Arsenal, they're letting two away at Liverpool, two away at West Ham, three at home to Southampton. That's the last three game weeks, which is when you thought, I'll get Ramsdale.
He was a one-game wonder because they were playing Southampton, for heaven's sake. No one expected them to ship three goals against the team bottom of the table. Not even you, surely.
Then City. So I think, on paper... That looks like a game that I would probably really feel happy captaining Haaland still. And, Salah would have been someone else you'd have thought of, maybe, but West Ham looked good the other day against Bournemouth. That's quite a shock result. And then,
Bournemouth,
yeah, but I mean, again, Bowen, he's been on my list for the whole season nearly, like the last 10 games.
Annoying.
And
he got an assist, he got one assist, did he? I think it was
not bad game for some players, though. And then Watkins, his first blank, but then he's home to Fulham, so he's a
I think after his first blank, I've wanted him for a while, so I really feel like I want to give him one game before I play him a wild card.
And then, I mean,
a team full of doublers.
The Forest game is coming, so Brighton normally would be saying that, but they've just had extra time on penalties. Sapping.
Yeah, they're going to be knackered. Yeah, that's the great. That's the only thing going in our favour. We're at home, they're knackered. But I still don't fancy our chances, to be honest, because Brighton are. They're in a different level to the Nottingham Forest team. Regardless of us scoring two goals at Anfield, I still don't see that going our way.
I'll tell you
who
owes me one is Trippier. Have you seen Trippier's scoring lately?
He's blanked a lot.
He lost 10 games. He's only had a 5 and a 12, and everything else has been blanks.
I'm thinking of switching him to Cher.
I think he's injured, isn't he? Cher, you've got a bit.
Is Cher believe? Oh, really? Is he? Oh, what? I was going to swap him for Cher in my my wild card team.
Well, the wild card week, he might be all right, but
By the wild card, because he's been getting assists, hasn't he? Been popping up with the odd assist. Old Cher.
And then Rashford made an early comeback, didn't they? Fernandez is out for the weekend, but you're almost saying now the Spurs game is coming, because if they're shipping five in 20 minutes, then what are they going to do when someone like Rashford's coming at them? Maybe not so much for cost, or I'll just jinx that now. But that would be an interesting one.
Yeah, do you think Rashford's hot streak is over? I don't know.
I think I'd be looking to get him back in that free hit team. Mm.
And, because he's still a bargain as well. I mean, his price is so good, you can't really
It plummeted. So, yeah, great.
But I mean, when they've got Harry Kane up front next season, it's going to be amazing. It's almost a little shot window for Harry this game, isn't it?
Signing
him in the summer.
It'd be nice to be able to watch some Premier League players when you're back in the Championship. Jaylings has gone.
We only got him for a year, so that's fine. That was the best bit of business we did. We got Jaylings there for a year doing his TikTok videos. John Joe Shelby kicking off. Chris Wood scored one goal and then was injured for the rest of the time. We've been very unlucky. The fact we're still even in with a shout is a miracle, Dan, to be honest.
Well, I mean, do you think you might be on those teams that do the double relegation, like Blackburn and Leeds and City have had?
I'm just fairly hopeful that we're the fourth worst team in the division, because until Southampton suddenly looked good. Southampton looked dead and buried until the Arsenal game, but I still think that
they'll beat Bournemouth, possibly.
We've got to play Southampton on the run-in as well, so that could be a huge game, couldn't it? Massive. So okay,
worry less about Kane and worry more about what's going on closer to home, mate.
Yeah, I suppose so. Actually, I live on the south coast, so Spurs is closer to home now. North London is closer to home for me now.
Abandon his principles. He abandons his hiring plan. Everything is outrageous.
Who are you captaining, Pryor? Haaland, seriously.
Yeah, Arsenal shit so many goals. Haaland's
Everton, hammering in the goals left, right, and centre.
I haven't got a Newcastle forward. I only got Trippier, and he's done nothing.
Nice to take a change from Haaland every now and again.
Yeah, I mean, Watkins would probably be my other choice. I think I've got it vice captaincy on Salah at the moment, just because it's Salah. But I think I'm just going to stick with Haaland. I think it's what a lot of the majority will do, and I'm high up in most of my leagues. I don't need to take those risks yet.
Yes, fair enough. Very sensible. Okay, well, we'll come back on the other side then, I suppose. Who's still top of the game week league table at this stage? Top is Jason Teng. Mulholland Drive is still top on a total of 2,214 points. He's in the top 1,100, pretty much. Wow. Impressive.
I lost to Luke Maguire in the head-to-head. I got hammered, 72-54.
Really?
Which is horrendous. However, I'm still third in that head-to-head league. So.
Oh, wow. Impressive. Well, you're having the season of your life, so I should bloody hope so.
Well, I wouldn't say it was the of my life. Every time it seems like it's going to be good.
This is definitely the best season of your life. Come on. This is the best season of
every time I break the top 100,000, something happens in the last game, and I've got no. Well, I've got who? I've got De Gea and no Spurs players. So that last game of this game week is going to be the same thing. It's probably going to be a Kane hat trick, or something's going to happen with Rashford, and it's going to wreck me yet again.
Beware the final game. That's the big thing, isn't it, Dan?
Nice that they're coming thick and fast, though. You haven't got to linger on the bad game weeks.
It's a shame these are on BT Sport and not Amazon, but you know, you can't have everything. There's probably some sort of day pass you can get on the Wednesday night, is there, I'd imagine. If you haven't got BT Sport, have you?
I don't have either of the sports channels, I'm afraid. No, just Amazon. No.
I've got Sky Sports, but I haven't got BT Sport. I don't feel I need more than one football streaming service in my life, really. But
I suppose you had to have it for this one season. You're in the top flight, so then you can
Exactly.
ITV2 exactly. Or whatever it is.
Once we go bust next season.
Yeah, you can just give up, go and watch Wrexham or whatever.
We'll go out of business. Yeah, I'll start watching Hastings United. That's the future for me. It'd be a very different game. I don't think they do a fantasy league for the Isthmian League Southern.
But if they did, you'd be blown.
Okay, right. Dan has the final word. Nice one. Aren't you clever? Because you're winning at some geeky little stat-based football game.
There's literally everyone listening.
Bully for you. Bully for you and everyone listening. No, but we still love it, Dan, don't we? And we remember that it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.